The wind howled through the narrow streets of London, carrying with it the scent of rain and smoke. Eleanor pulled her cloak tighter around her shoulders, her eyes darting towards the looming silhouette of the tower. Inside those walls, her fate awaited, though whether it would bring salvation or ruin, she could not yet say. The city had grown restless, and whispers of rebellion clung to the air like fog. She had been summoned by the king himself, an honour that, in truth, felt more like a threat. The court was a nest of vipers, each nobleman ready to strike at the slightest hint of weakness. But Eleanor was no stranger to danger. She had lived her life in the shadows, manoeuvring through the treacherous labyrinth of politics. And now, as she approached the gates of the tower, she knew that her next move could be her last. I knew I was in trouble the moment I spilled my latte all over the impossibly handsome man standing in line behind me. It wasn't just the fact that I drenched his very expensive-looking suit in frothy coffee. It was that, as I scrambled for napkins, I realised I'd also managed to spill a healthy dose of whipped cream onto his shiny leather shoes. Great. Just great. Sorry, I squeaked, trying to blot up the mess with a wad of napkins. He raised an eyebrow, his lips twitching in what I hoped was amusement and not irritation.
You've certainly made an impression, he said, his voice low and warm.
I groaned inwardly. First impressions were overrated anyway, right? Still, as I handed him a clean napkin, I couldn't help but notice the spark of interest in his eyes. Maybe this wasn't such a total disaster after all.